Hello, and welcome to the Language of God. My name is Stefan Dela Cruz, and I am the Friend of God. On today's podcast, I continue with the series called The Age of the Hunters, Part 2, The End of Time. In the Age of the Hunters series, I share my thoughts about the 2020 Corona pandemic, the end of time, also known as the last days, and the age of the hunters found in Jeremiah 16:16. I will bring these three great events together and show how God is preparing His people for this new age. Let us begin the Age of the Hunters, Part 2, The End of Time. Now, I have been sharing from Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16, and it reads like this: "But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them. After that, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and from the crevices of the rocks." Now, addressing the end of time, the last days, for many who are listening right now, you have heard so many different stories, dreams, visions. There are books written and movies made about the end of time or the last days. But what's interesting today in the year 2020 is something has actually physically happened to the world. A great pandemic has struck the entire earth and affected all nations. What's interesting here in the book of Jeremiah 16, verse 16, is as God is telling His people that I will send out fishermen to catch you. Jesus, when He walked this earth, He taught His people, His disciples, to be fishermen. He said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishermen." People who fish for the souls of men and women. And for many, many years, this has been the pattern. But here at the end of time, in these last days that we all live, this last generation, it's interesting that when you go back to read Jeremiah 16, 16, there's another part to what's going to happen. And that part is where God says, "After that, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and from the crevices of the rocks." What I want to share with you today is that after that, we are in the end of time. We are in the age of the hunters. So God is sending out, God is calling now for hunters to come and to hunt all these lost souls, to go into the darkness, to go into the mountains and the hills and the crevices, and to search out these souls and to bring them back home. As we are here in this age of the end of time, you can see the entire earth today in the year 2020 has been affected by this great pandemic, the coronavirus. And every nation on this earth feels it in one way or another. But what does it mean when we say the end of time or the last days? So many books have been written about this. So many movies have been made. The last days, the end of time, how will it happen? Let's take a look for a moment what Scripture says about the end of time. Now, we are at a point in history where Daniel, in the chapters 11 and 12, there is an angel speaking to Daniel, and that angel encourages Daniel and the people who will one day read the book of Daniel. And that angel who encouraged Daniel and us as we read tells us exactly what's going to happen and how things will take place. In fact, the angel says at the end of time, but listen to what the angel says to Daniel. Daniel chapter 11, verse 35. "Some of the wise will stumble so that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end. For it will still come at the appointed time." Isn't that interesting? The angel tells Daniel and us that, hey, these things are going to happen. The wise, they will stumble. They'll have bad days. They'll make mistakes. But this is so that they will be refined, purified, and made spotless. And this will continue in this manner until the time of the end. Isn't it interesting? The angel says it this way, until the time of the end, and then clarifies it by saying, for it will still come at the appointed time. The end of time will still come at the appointed time. And here we are. I'm sure that those of you that are listening know that feeling of stumble, know that feeling of not being perfect, of not making ends meet, of what Paul says, you know, the things that I know that I should do that are right, I find that I'm not doing those things. And the things that I shouldn't do that are wrong, I find myself doing those. That struggle between the physical flesh part of our humanity and the spiritual person that is in us that desires to be greater, there's this battle that continues to go on. And the angel here in Daniel chapter 11, 35 says to Daniel and to us, and these are words of encouragement, and says some of the wise will stumble. So it's clear that it's going to happen, but be encouraged, because it also says, so that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end. So I want to encourage you out there, as we're going through what we're going through in this year of the pandemic 2020, and with all that is happening around us, we're in an election year right now, and I'm sure that the people who will listen to this podcast years from now, decades from now, when this is all forgotten, will think, what are they talking about? Well, right now, there is just so much going on. So the world just seems to be out of control. And I'm speaking to the people at this time, in this moment. And those of you who are listening, I want you to know that the angel encouraged Daniel here at the end of time and said, hey, you're being refined, you're being purified, and you're being made spotless. So take courage and know that for such a time as this, you have been created. You are in the right place at the right time. Now, in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, the angel also said this, but the people who do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Did you know that you are called to do great exploits? What are exploits? Here are a few definitions. A bold, daring feat. To take full use of the resources that you have. And here is a definition that, for those of you out there that are techie, a software tool designed to take advantage of a flaw in a computer system. So you are called to be strong in these last days, and you are called to do great exploits here in this last age, the age of the hunters at the end of time. So how do we do these great exploits? Simply by using your full resources, not just storing up, but using everything you have, every gift, your physical gifts, your physical abilities, and your spiritual gifts. Use everything God has given you, wherever you're at, and whatever job you do, whatever environment you're at, you're in. Use your spiritual gifts. Don't hold back just because you're surrounded by people who don't believe. That's on them if they don't believe, not you. If you're a believer and you know your spiritual gifts, then use them. That doesn't mean you raise up your hands and you start jumping around and making a scene. No. What you do in those environments is you allow your spiritual man, your spiritual woman to begin to intercede into the environment and for the environment that you're in with the people all around you while you do your work, while you're in a meeting. Your spiritual person begins and is interceding for them and speaking the word of God. You are raising people up. You are blessing people. You are also tearing down strongholds, bringing them down while you work, while you're in meetings. Make full use of your resource. Be strong. And as I am teaching here about the age of the hunters, be wise using your spiritual gifts. Don't hold back, because now is the time for you to use them. And when I say be wise, understand this. The spiritual gifts that you have been given are not for you to use in church only, but they are designed for you to use for the unbeliever to see and encourage their faith. Begin to take advantage of all your resources. Take advantage of the flaws and the weaknesses of the environment and the people around you. And I know how that sounds, so take advantage. But did you know that there was a time that that phrase, to take advantage of a flaw, was actually a positive? It was not a negative. So I want you to take advantage of the good, of the moment that you have to help those around you. And take advantage using all your resources, power, and authority you've been given, and all your gifts to take advantage, to do good, to do what is right. As we enter into this period called the end of time, we must have a strong spirit. You must have a strong spirit. We must empty ourselves of fear and fill ourselves with courage. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. You know, God says it this way in Joshua, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified or dismayed. Don't be intimidated by them, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." You know, in the book of Joshua, Joshua was the man that took over after Moses had passed on. And Joshua was taking the people into the promised land. And let me tell you, it was not an easy thing to lead thousands of people into a hostile environment. And Joshua had a conversation with God. And God made it clear, "Have I not commanded you?" God wasn't asking him. God was telling him. And today, where we are, today, where you're at, you may be in an environment where those that used to be behind you, that used to be your shield, that used to be your foundation, they're gone. Now you're the head of the household. Now you're the leader. Now you find yourself standing alone. But here, in this place, in this difficult time, in the year 2020, I want to encourage every person that's listening that God has commanded you to be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed by what you see and what is happening. Don't be intimidated by them to say what they want you to say, to do what they want you to do, because you were not created for them. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, because you have not been given a spirit of fear. Now, to feel the full weight of this verse, you must understand, God is not asking you. He's not asking me. He is not giving you a choice. This is not a discussion. God puts it this way, "Have I not commanded you?" God makes it clear, listen, I'm in control. I'm the one who is your foundation. I am your shield. I am your sword. I am here, and I am what you need. You who are listening must leave your fears behind. You must shake off any doubt. God is sending forth his hunters, as found in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16. Will you be among them here in these last days? Now, understanding the end of time, this interval is a place where no more time will be given to the people on earth. Jesus says it this way in Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. Speaking of the last days, "Indeed, if the length of this time had not been limited, no one would survive. But for the sake of those who have been chosen, its length will be limited. This is a set amount of time for the will of God to be fulfilled, to be accomplished. Here, at this place, the end of time, the last days, this generation, you and I are living in the last days. We are living in that last age that Jesus spoke about over 2,000 years ago. But this phrase, end of time, what does it mean? What is the end of time? What's it look like? Well, the end of time is an interval. It's a period.
And its purpose is for God's plan to be completed.
So there is no more need for the continuation of time. It has ended. For you and I, it is a difficult concept to grasp. No more time. For God, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, eons upon eons could pass, and it would not be counted as time passing for God.
Take into account what our scientists believe today, how it all began. The universe and everything that exists began with a Big Bang. Take into account all the time it took for that Big Bang to occur to the time that we exist now. Now add to that how much time it will take for the very last star to just blink out, to completely disappear, and we're back to nothing. Even with all that time passing, for God, it will be as nothing has passed. Time is a concept for us. It is a result of our sinful nature when we rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden and took and ate of the tree of good and evil. By doing that, we gave up eternal life, everlasting life, and became mortal. So time became a master over us. We once existed in the Garden of Eden as immortals, but now we are bound by our rebellious spirit. And only through Jesus Christ can we find forgiveness and be born again as a new creation. Now, understanding these last days, the age that we live in, if you are a believer, it is important for you to understand them. Now, time for the believer is no longer a master, but now it is a teacher who prepares us. Its purpose, time, is to complete God's plan and prepare us for what is coming after time has ended. This life is just the beginning. Thank you for joining me. I hope this podcast has been a blessing in your life. Join me on my next podcast as I continue with The Age of the Hunters, The End of Time. If you've enjoyed this show, please share it with one person this week. Encourage others to listen to The Age of the Hunters. If you have any comments, you can connect with me at Facebook or by email. You can find this information at my website, thelanguageofgodalloneword.net. When contacting me, please include the show title you are commenting on. And remember this, you were created for such a time as this. Go and enjoy your life. I encourage you to live. Break free of the things holding you back and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up. Dust yourself off and get back into the race. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life and live again. I invite you to drink from the river of life and live again. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.